Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Fabian Gaffke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Gaffke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Criscola moves to second. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth bunts towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second, with Boudreaux covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Mack covering, for the double play. Criscola moves to third. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Criscola hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Mills reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming strikes out. One out. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaffke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Embry moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Gaffke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Gaffke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to second. Two outs. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 0 for 2 in the game. Gafke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Criscola for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-2 in the game. Embry bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Gafke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Embry covering. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Embry. McQuinn moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick is walked intentionally. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Lobbs moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Criscola strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.